This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gugule Tumfuphi.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
7 minutes to go before we hit the 8 o'clock mark. Now, anyone who's been following the news flow in the aviation space would be well aware that we have airlines that have been challenged, right? Some that have officially been liquidated, struggling through business rescue, such as SAA Express, what we've also seen with Kulula or Comair Airlines as well recently, and a few other airlines that have just been struggling and buckling under pressure. Well, to tell us more about what we've seen in terms of rankings, right, when it comes to the performance of airlines across the African continent, South Africa Airways specifically continues to decline in global rankings, and this time has slipped to a new low. But there is a bright star that continues to shine, specifically from the east of the continent, being Ethiopian Airlines. That's according to a Skytrax satisfaction survey. But to tell us more about the outcomes of the survey and what it means for us as commuters, as travelers, and end users of these levels of infrastructure, right, we join on the line by Khonsi Diale, aviation expert, to give us some insight. Khonsi, such a pleasure. Khuitsi, sorry. Here I am adding letters to your name. So sorry about that, Khuitsi.
No problem. No, thank you so much, and good evening to your listeners. It's always amazing to be on the show.
Fantastic. Good to have you with us as well. I guess first things first, tell us more about the Skytrax satisfaction survey and what the overview is, specifically when it comes to aviation companies based on the continent.
Yeah, I mean, the Skytrax survey is an important metric, especially for clients, but also for airlines, to sort of judge where they are in global rankings based on user experience, their route network, and how passengers purely enjoy their service offering. And one of the most important metrics and factors for the Skytrax survey is that it surveys almost over 150 airlines across the world, meaning that it has reach and it surveys over 500 million people as well. So it gives us a good sort of position and outlook on what people on the ground are feeling about their favorite airline brand, where they go to and what they offer. So it's not surprising to say that they're one of the most anticipated surveys in the aviation community, especially when it comes to branding and to airlines.
Definitely. And I think that's an important point that we do need to mention, you know, branding airlines and, of course, some of the criteria that goes in there. But let's touch on our own homegrown talent. Oh, and it breaks my heart. South African Airways, how did we fare?
I think, you know, it's incredibly sad for us who were reigning, if I can put it, reigning champions and leaders of the Skytrax list, especially in the African continent. And at one point, I think we were growing at such a rapid rate, and we were, you know, competing as well with international airlines, having been number one on the list. But, you know, after the many woes that South African Airways has been through and their financial challenges, it's been absolutely difficult for them to sort of uphold their, if I can put it, their prestigious service offering that, you know, we historically know SAA to offer. And I think in the future, you know, one of the things that this lean SAA needs to focus on would be getting back to the heydays of providing superior service, quality food, you know, expanding their route network so we make it onto the list, because it's not more than just a list for business. If you are on the list, you are able to attract more passengers, more customers, and you are able to also play on the dominant, especially with going for private partners and so forth.
Very true. And is that, I guess, the secret sauce that's been working for Ethiopian Airlines, that semi-private sector partnership?
100%. You know, I think with Ethiopian Airlines, they just went on a very unusual management track that African airlines haven't gone through. I mean, if we just go through what Ethiopian Airlines management looks like, they are, you know, a government entity, but the government has let them operate on an ultra-commercial level. They have effective airline management that is unseen in Africa and has never been seen in Africa. Their geographic position is also way, way superior. And I think their 10-year and 5-year plans are way superior than any other African airline has ever seen or been able to do. So they're on a trajectory to become a top 10 in, or probably a top 5 airline in the world at the rapid pace that they're growing. And I mean, for SAA, you know, we're still so far behind because of the stop and starts, but it will take some time. But with Ethiopian Airlines, you know, increasing their footprint across Africa, but also keeping that authentic service offering and that superior service. And I think it will be a very, very long time before another African airline tries to compete with Ethiopian Airlines.
Khuitsi, I think what we all think about as consumers is that we get onto these flights, we crisscross across the continent, or even, you know, domestically, or connecting to other regions in the world. Do these rankings have any impact on our experience of these brands?
100%. You know, with airlines, one of the most important factors, apart from the operational sustainability of it, is the branding sustainability and how, you know, people or how the airline would like people to perceive them. So the Skytrax survey also helps the airline to see what more they could bring to the table. But what it does as well, it lets competitors know that this is the bar and the bar has been set here. Mm-hmm. And for example, you can see some of those metrics as most of world travelers or travelers have seen is private lounges. You know, mm-hmm. the private lounges are getting fancier and fancier because of these metrics where they see, oh, another airline brand has a better private lounge, meaning that they're attracting more passengers, and that means they can better sustain the airline. And we start seeing those sort of points with pricing as well, where we can see that some other low-cost airlines who are making it on the list are providing a wider route network, making flights more affordable, setting the bar on a sort of a pricing scale. And we will start to see that hopefully, you know, once the economy starts to stabilize and once our travel industry gets back into its former glory.
Got you on that one. Khuitsi, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, and thank you so much for putting these, figures into perspective for us. It's disappointing to see us at number 79 of, large number of countries after we were previously at levels of about 21 of the best ranked airlines across the continent. So 79 when it comes to a list of top 100 airlines, not doing too well for SAA, but really, I guess, a depiction of the times that we're in, unfortunately.
Yeah, and we look forward and we look to the future. And thank you once again for having me. Until next time.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That's aviation expert Khuitsi Diale, who's joined us on the line this evening.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.